Everybody say that person just a busybody. They just all over the place. They everywhere. They doing everything in everybody's business. It seems like every time you talk to them, they got a story about somebody, amen, or a situation going up, amen. And you get stuck right in the middle of that conversation, amen, for about 2 hours trying to back yourself out of that conversation, amen, this morning. But we're going to deal with a busybody. Let me give you a few definitions because you know I believe in case in point when I teach, amen. A busybody is a person who meddles in the affairs of others. Sometimes meddling is under the disguise and auspices of helping, amen. A lot of times they come to you, they're saying they're trying to help, but usually help is unwelcome or uninvited. Busybodies are often people who are dissatisfied with their own level of drama in their own lives and gain satisfaction by becoming involved in the problems of other people. Gossip is usually a sign of a busybody person, but it's usually camouflaged as a prayer, catch this church, as a prayer request, amen, or giving under the pretense of asking for advice. And that's why, church, you have to be careful who you let pray with you, amen. When you expose your problems, when you talk with a busybody or a nosy person, their goal is not to help you. Their goal is to find out information on you to share it with somebody else, amen. How many people ever share some information with someone that was a nosy person, you didn't know they were nosy, and end up getting to somebody else? When people tell you they ain't gonna tell nobody, the first thing they do is gonna tell somebody.
Amen.
Let me say it again. When people tell you they're not gonna tell nobody, first thing they do is tell somebody.
Yes.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah, say it one more time. Let me say it one more time. When people tell you they gonna tell nobody, the first thing they tell somebody. So we have to be careful about what we tell people. We have to be careful about who we partner with in the name of Jesus. We have to be careful about who we have relationships with, amen, that can help us and get out of our situation and share information that we may be able to move forward. Now, catch this. I'm going to stay with me this morning. This is just an intro. The Bible has strong words against busybodies. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and 11 and 1 Timothy 5 and 13, you can write it down, 2 Thessalonians 3 and 11, 1 Timothy 5 13. 1 Peter 4 and 15 warns us, make sure that none of you suffers as a murderer or thief or evildoer or a troublesome meddler. It is noteworthy that Peter lists meddling as prohibited right along with the murder and theft. Busybodies within the church are camouflaged their noses meddling as a compassionate concern. The difference between meddling and concern, however, is whether or not intrusion is beneficial or productive in the lives of others. So busybodies, amen, come as a camouflage in the church. Now check this out, church. Stay with this morning. The local church is so important, amen, to God, that we have to be careful about rumors that we put out within the local church, amen. We have to be careful about things that we say about another brother. I don't know where I'm going here, but another sister, amen, because you can actually do damage. Either you can lift them up or you can bring them down. Hallelujah. So let me move a little further here. Some people have difficulty recognizing themselves as busybodies. So a few questions that I want to ask this morning in determining whether or not attempts to help, in fact, meddling. A potential busybody asking one or two of these questions. Is it any of my business, first of all? 1 Timothy. I'm going to give you a Bible with it. 1 Timothy 5:13. Number two, has God given me the assignment? Ephesians 6:19. Am I qualified to involve myself with this? Romans 14 and 10. Is my true motivation to help, or do I want to feel a need? 1 Corinthians 13 and 1. How much of my discussion about the situation could be classified as gossip? Proverbs 11:13. What was the result the last time I intruded in a situation that was not my problem? Proverbs 26:11. Has my opinion been sought by those involved? Proverbs 27:2. Am I motivated by love for this person or by sense of my own importance? 1 Corinthians 16:14. Am I basing my help on scripture or my own opinion? Proverbs 16:25. Do I respond to anger when my advice is not accepted to be found to be flawed? Proverbs 17:2. Yeah. So you ask yourself those questions, amen. When you begin to help someone, you want to give advice to someone, you want to ask yourself, am I qualified to give this advice? In the name, I'm going somewhere. Stay with me, church, this morning. Am I in a position? Did God assign me to be qualified to help this person in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Because sometimes, you know, as believers, we get caught up in the mix, don't we? We get caught up in the sauce. We want to help everybody, amen, which is a good thing. But God didn't assign you to help everybody. God assigned you, amen, to share the gospel. God assigned you to speak life. God assigned you to be a witness. God assigned you to be a disciple.
Yes.
For him. Not to talk, not to gossip. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. A busybody is just a nosy person, amen, that's always looking for that next opportunity or that next, I call it like a next fix. There you go, like a next fix, amen, to share more information. They can't wait to get back home or wherever they're on the telephone or the text message or whatever they do to share it with someone else. So church, this morning, be careful. Be careful who you connect to. Now I want to talk about the Bible a little bit and what the Bible says about gossip. The Hebrew word translated gospel in the Old Testament is defined as one who reveals secrets, one who goes about as a talebearer or a scandal. A gossiper is a person who has privileged information about people and proceeds to reveal that information to those who have no business knowing it. Gossip is distinguished from sharing information in two ways. Number one, intent. Gossipers often have the goal of building themselves up by making others look bad and exalting themselves as some kind of respiratory of knowledge. Number two, the type of information shared. Gossipers speak on the faults and failures of others. Amen. In the book of Romans, Paul reveals that the sinful nature and the lawlessness of mankind, stating how God poured out his wrath on those who rejected his laws because they had not turned away from God, they had turned away from God's instructions and God's guidance. He gave them over to a sinful nature, to the sinful nature. The list of sins include gossip and slanders. Amen. Another group we recall today known as God was widows. Amen. They talked a lot about widows meddling and widows not minding their own business and idle minds and all that stuff. You know the story. But this morning, I want to just go a little bit more into the title of my sermon this morning. Amen. In the name of Jesus. I want to talk right now to you about your tongue and the power of our tongue. Amen. The power of the tongue. The Bible says the tongue is like a two-edged sword. Amen. It can cut from both ways. Hallelujah. Do you know that your tongue guides your thoughts? The tongue guides your actions. Your tongue guides people. Your tongue can lift people up or tear people down.
Yes.
I remember when I was growing up, they say sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That is a lie. Amen. Mm-hmm. Sticks and stones may break your bones, but words will definitely hurt you. Come on, y'all. Amen. Yes. Words that people have said to you hurt us sometimes. I'm not the only one out there. Come on, church, this morning. Come on, life. Stay with me. There are words that you said to people that we wish we could take back in the name of Jesus this morning. There are words that people said to us that has filtrated our mind for years in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Yes.
You know, when people, you tell someone when they're growing up, hey, you can't be a doctor, you can't be a lawyer, you can't do this because of the color of your skin, because of this, because of that, because of your family background. And that thing had carried into our lives until we became adults. Amen. In the name
of
Jesus. So let me tell you something this morning. There's a word from the Lord this morning. When Jesus came on the scene, he spoke life. He spoke life more abundantly. In the name of Jesus, we have to come to a place in our life, into a place of righteousness where we are speaking life and we're not speaking death. Check this out. Check this. Negative. We speak death on our own self.
Yes.
What you mean, Pastor? We speak negativity on our own self. Amen.
Yes.
Let me say this again. Let me break that down just a little bit. There may be some situations in your life that you are dealing with. Amen. And you say, that would never get through that. You better say that. That would never go away. That problem always going to exist in my life. That is a lie from hell in the name of Jesus. I mean, the Bible says you are conqueror. Amen. We are conquerors. All things are working together for the good for those who love God and who is called according to his purpose. So let me just share this with you. Your tongue is like a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why we have so many divorces is because of the tongue.
Yes.
The reason why churches split is because of the tongue.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why leadership can't move forward is because of the tongue. Mm-hmm. The reason why some of our children don't think they can be anything outside of what you told them is because of our tongue. The reason why you ain't getting a promotion or a job because you're too mouthy on the job because of your tongue. Mm-hmm. The reason why we can't excel and get the breakthrough is because of our tongue. And God is saying this morning, and I'm going to get to it in a few minutes. God is saying this morning, it's time to tame that tongue. Come on, church, this morning. Time to tame that tongue, man. That tongue. Hallelujah. I recall years ago, when I was growing up, you know, kids always said the sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. And we'll run around a little tree and play with each other. Amen. Anybody been there with me? But I realized that as I've gotten older, hallelujah, as I've gotten older, I realized that the only way that you can tame your tongue is by infiltrating yourself into the Word of God. Amen. Understand and let the Word get into your heart. Amen. And the Word will be able to tame that tongue. Hallelujah, this morning. In the book of Genesis, everything was spoken by word. Amen. Hallelujah. In the book of Genesis, God created the heavens and the earth by speaking everything into existence and continuing to speak everything on earth into existence as it states now. Now, catch this. You have the power, church, stay with me, church. You have the power to speak things into existence. Did you know that? The same Holy Spirit that lives in Jesus, the same Holy Spirit that roamed the earth, is the same Holy Spirit that raised him from the dead, is the same Holy Spirit that lives in you.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
What are you speaking this morning? What are you saying? Babe, give me a text time. Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8. Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8. It says, study this book of instruction, continually meditate on it day and night, so you will be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then you will prosper and succeed in all that you do. And then in Ephesians chapter 4, 29, do not use foul or abusive language. Let everything you say be good and helpful, so that your words would be an encouragement to those who hear them.
Yes.
So let me say this to you, church. You should not be speaking blessings and cursing at the same time. And that's why I tell people all the time to have a cursing spirit, amen. Is a spirit that's not of God. Hallelujah this morning. And I mean by cursing, I ain't talking about this foul language, amen. A cursing spirit means that you speaking negativity into someone else's life.
Yes.
The power of your words. Mm-hmm. In Psalms 34 and 13, he said, keep your tongue from speaking evil and your lips from telling lies. In Proverbs 26 and 20, it goes on and on and on. Without wood, a fire goes out. Without a gossip, a quarrel dies down. It goes on and on and on. In Matthew chapter 5 and verse 22 say, but I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. Whoever insults his brother will be liable to the council. Whoever says you are a fool will be liable to the hell of fire. Proverbs 19 and 5. A false witness will not go unpunished, and he who breathes out lies will not escape. So the power of your words is so important. In so many words, what he's saying here is that whatever you speak, you bring into existence.
Mm-hmm.
See, church, this morning. So we have to understand something. I want you to change your thought process, but not just your thought process, but what you are saying and what you were speaking, amen? Because the Bible says you can do all things. Come on, hold up, church. All things. What? Christ who strengthens you, right? So that means that you can do anything that you want to do with God's strength.
Yes.
Anything that you want to do. We're supposed to use our words not in a sinful manner. We're supposed to use our words in a positive manner. Now, I want to do something real quick here. I want to connect something because this was very powerful when I began to start studying. I want to connect the heart and the mouth. Amen? Amen. The Bible teaches that there's a direct connection, amen, a direct connection between our heart and our mouth. When the Bible talks about our heart, it is describing an inward most part of that person. If our heart is our center. In Eastern cultures, It describes the part of us who where our thoughts originate and where our character is developed. We repeat that. In the Eastern cultures, it describes the part of us where our thoughts originate and where our character is developed. Whatever is in your heart will come out in the way we speak. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, church, this morning. Out the abundance of the mouth, the heart speaks. Amen. So in order, here you go, in order for to clean your tongue up, you got to clean your heart up first. Hallelujah. Come on, church. Amen, church. Come on, I'm going to give you a powerful word. Don't worry about what you say. Worry about cleaning your heart up. If you clean your heart up, your words automatically be clean.
Amen.
But too often, amen, we want to get back at people. Too often, we want to, you snap at me, I'm going to snap at you. You ever heard that before? You come at me, I'm going to come at you. You heard that before? You ever heard that before? Hey, you say something to me, I'm going to say something to you. Amen. And look, you tempted me now. Anybody ever said that? Somebody, oh, you tempted me to go back to my old ways. Amen. Hallelujah. You trying to put the old man back on, amen, just to get back at somebody else. And then risk the opportunity for God to bless you, because he don't want you to put the old man back on. He wants you to walk.
That's right.
Christ walk. Now, let me tell you something. Jesus got in all types of people business. Amen? He walked into their business. Amen? He got into the business and the affairs of people. Amen? He spoke life. Amen? He was a listener. Amen? And sometimes we have to understand it's better to listen than to speak.
Mm-hmm.
So this morning, church, this morning, the Bible says, of the abundance of the mouth, the heart speaks. We just went through heart surgery a few weeks ago with Jesus, a cardiologist. Amen? And now we're dealing with the tongue. But let me say something to you. There are more people have gotten themselves in trouble because of their tongue.
Yes.
And there are more people that has separated themselves from people because of the tongue. There are more people that have separated themselves from people because of gossip. There are more people that have separated themselves from situations because of people meddling in their business.
Yes, real.
People are just trying to get in your business, church, this morning, just to be busy to find out what you are doing and how you are doing it and how they can tell someone about you and what you're doing right and what you're doing wrong. See, people never tell people what you're doing good. They always want to find fault and see what you do. Come on, church, this morning. They want to find a fault in what you're doing wrong so they can look better themselves and competing with you. Here we go. I ain't talking about competition. Those in competition with you. So, where do we go from here, Pastor? At the end of the day, church, we have to understand that we have to speak life. And Jesus said, whatever you ask, and check this, whatever you ask, now I'm going to stop right there. That's for somebody this morning. Come on, give him praise. He said, whatever you ask.
Amen.
I'm gonna go back again. I can't go no further than that one. That word is hitting me. Whatever you ask.
Yes.
I'm gonna come on church this morning. I don't know about some stuff. I'm trying to ask for some stuff. Amen. Whatever I ask.
Yes.
Whatever you ask this morning, church.
Yes.
He said, whatever you ask in his Father's name. Yes. Not in your name, in the Father's name. You can have it. So this morning, church, whatever you ask. You need to learn, ask. You need healing, ask.
Yes.
You need more resources, ask.
Glory.
You want your marriage to be better, ask.
Hallelujah.
You want your kids to get out of trouble, ask.
Yes, Lord.
You want your family to come together, ask.
Please preach.
Ask this morning, church, ask. In the name of Jesus this morning, in the Father's name. Hallelujah. Yes, come on, church, this morning. Give us some glory right there where you are.
Yes.
Where you are, right there at home.
Yes, Lord.
Whatever you are.
Thank you, Lord.
In the bed, whatever you're doing, just ask him.
Thank you.
Yes.
Glory. Hallelujah.
He's quicker than Amazon. He's quicker than, you ain't got to go to Walmart. You ain't got to get on Facebook. You need social media. He is the media.
Right. Amen. Amen.
You don't need no telephone line. You don't need no cell phone. Just raise your voice and ask him.
Thank you, Lord.
And watch the glory of the Lord move in your life this morning. He'll take and tear things down and rebuild them for his glory. He will tear your thoughts down. He will tear your ideas down and rebuild them for your glory this morning. Hallelujah, church.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We need you so much, God, this morning. God, we need you this morning. You need God. Just raise your hands right where you are. I don't know if you hear me or not. I don't know if the technology is messing up, but I'm going to get this word out of me this morning in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
And I got, I didn't even deserve in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
you have right there in your life. You don't even deserve. Just came from asking Jesus.
Yes, tell the truth.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Ask, church.
Ask.
Ask.
Yes.
Shall have been alone by yourself. Ask for a helpmate in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord. Yes.
You tell to your husband. You tell to your wife. Ask for a better marriage. Ask him to intervene.
Mm-hmm. Ask. Oh. Hallelujah.
You're looking for that new job. Ask. Ask this morning in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
His power and his glory is more than anything you can imagine.
Amen.
Yes.
Supernatural ability. His strength is more than everything you can imagine. So you can do all things through Christ who strengthens
you. Yes.
Yes.
But you gotta ask from the heart.
Thank you, Lord.
The mouth speaks. Your tongue. It's critical. The words that you speak when you get up in the morning, if you get up every Monday morning and say you hate Mondays, you can hate Mondays for the rest of your life. Get up in the morning and say, thank you, Lord, for let me see it another day. Get up in the morning and say, Lord, thank you for my light being on. Thank you for a job in the middle of a virus. I'm still working, still have an income in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Ask for that opportunity.
Yes.
Go back and take possession of what God has in store for you. Go back and enter into that promised land that God has for you.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Woo, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Tame that talk. Get out of people's business. And get in God's business. Get on God's highway and get off people's highway. Get in God's business. Let God intervene with what your life is supposed to look like. Let God intervene with your plans in the name of Jesus. Turn everything over to the Father and watch the Father be glorified through you.
Yes.
Yes.
Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes.
Get into the Father's business. The Bible says, study to show yourself approved. Get into the word of God and let him show you the direction. Get into it.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Lord, hallelujah.
My heart is filled this morning because I'm sick and tired of Christians not carrying the assignment that God has given them. God never asked you to be perfect. He asked you to be willing.
Yeah.
He never said you gotta be perfect before you serve him. He never said you gotta be perfect. You gotta be complete in order to walk the walk. Walk towards the word of God and let the word of God live in your life and live in your heart and do what you
want.
Don't let people tear your dreams apart.
That's right. Yes, Lord.
Tell the truth. Hallelujah.
I didn't know this morning how this work was gonna go. But I do know this is in my heart to deliver it. I didn't know
this.
God gave me this word. Amen. Connected to another brother that mentioned the word, and the word penetrated my spirit, and haven't been able to sleep every night because of this word that God gave me. But let me tell you something, church, this morning. When you get this word in your heart, amen, and you start walking by faith and not by what you see, feel, and can touch, walk by faith this morning, church. Walk by faith. Faith this morning, amen. Stop looking at the bottom line and look up to the heavenly lines and watch to see the miracles of God be poured into your life.
Amen, amen.
Don't sit around and wait for a blessing. Be the blessing this morning, church. Be the blessing. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's time for the church to be the church. It's time for us to stop playing games with God. It's time for us to be real and authentic. Amen. It's time. This is a critical season in our lives right now. The world is upside down. What a better time for us to speak life into people. Amen. People are looking for answers this morning, and we have the answer.
Mm-hmm.
You have the answer to the problem. Don't be the problem. Be the problem solver. And let me tell you something about closing. When somebody come to you and want to talk about another brother or another sister, my philosophy is this. If they don't know you're talking about them, ask them to get on the phone and let's call them together and let's share this information.
Yes, yes.
If they can't do that, there's a litmus test to let you know they're a gossiper.
Yes,
yes, yes.
It's not for good intentions. Amen. Because if a brother, the Bible even talks about brothers and sisters being able to what? Confront one another. My job as a Christian is to go to the brother first or sister first, not the neighbor, to go to the brother and sister first and to confront one another in love. Amen. So we can resolve this situation.
Yes.
So if you're going to talk behind somebody's back, but check this out. If somebody come to you, church, and they talk behind somebody's back, believe me, they talk behind your back too.
That's right.
Amen. Amen.
I don't know who this word is for this morning.
Real talk.
But we need some real talk.
Your
tongue is powerful.
Yes.
Your tongue. I guarantee you right now, all of us have said things that we wish we could take back. I guarantee this morning, there's some things that we wish we would have said to people that we could speak the tape back. There's some things that were said to us that we think about quite often.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's a past relationship, whether it was an employer, whatever it may be. But I come to tell you this morning, he's a forgiving God.
Thank you, Jesus.
And with our tongue and heart, oh my God, when our tongue and heart is in alignment, you in a position to receive all the blessings that God has for you, church.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
When your heart and your tongue is in alignment,
yes,
there's nothing he will withhold from you.
Yes.
No good thing.
Your theology is your theology.
Mm-hmm.
Your beliefs is your beliefs. God created us all differently. I don't have to believe and think like you. I'm not you. And you don't have to believe and think like someone else because you're not them.
Right.
That's why we have what we call DNA. Your DNA, God created, is so unique to you. Check this out. So unique to you. There's no other like you. You are so precious in the sight of God this morning, church. You are so precious in the sight of God. There's only one you. Nobody can change what God created, which was you. And you can create what God's created for somebody else, which is them. We have to learn to put the two DNA, here we go. The DNA has got to come together to make it complete. Mm-hmm. Here we go, church.
Yes.
Complete, not separate. We get in situations, we want to change other people. We get in situations, we want to change the environment. It's okay to change the environment if you're going to make it positive. I refuse to allow people to pull me into gossip. I refuse to not speak life into the lives of others.
Mm-hmm.
But you never know that person that you trying to sabotage will be the very person you may need one day in your life.
Yes.
Right. Yes.
Jesus always went with the underdog.
Amen.
Remember the church. He didn't go with the celebrity. Mm-hmm. He didn't go with the most popular. Amen. He always betted on the underdog, right? He raised them up. The Bible says the first shall be last, and the last shall be first. So watch out how you look at people. Watch what you say to them. Because somebody spoke life into you.
Yes.
Somebody gave you a chance.
Yes.
If you look back on your life today, right where you are, you see all the mistakes, how God protected you in the midst of your mistakes, in the midst of our own, I said our own ignorance, because I was there too. In the midst of my own ignorance, I wasn't supposed to be here.
Yes.
Neither should you. So, as a church body, as believers, and even if there's some unbelievers on this phone call, we have an opportunity to lift up the name of Jesus.
Yes.
You can't lift up the name of Jesus and turn your brother down or your sister down. Your prayers won't be heard. Lift up the Holy, Holy, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Lift them up, church. Lift up that neighbor. Lift up that young man, boy, girl that's lost. Lift up that couple that's going through. Lift up those that has seem to be depressed, oppressed, anxiety. Lift them up in Jesus' name. Because he's lifting you up in his name. And everything that God has given us is for the glorified the kingdom. Remember that, church. Never lose sight of the word.